It's an all-new DVD premiere from VeggieTales.
Let's get to it, boys. We're building on
a firm foundation.
The wise and foolish builders meet the three little pigs in this hilarious new veggie parable.
I got stuck in a rodeo once with the parables. Definitely learned my lesson.
Winds and rains may huff and puff. Sinking sand is not enough. Just build it on solid stuff.
VeggieTales, The Little House That Stood. Available on DVD now at Lifeway Family Christian Stores and other Christian retailers near you.
Wise choice.
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again? Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-601-8761 to take advantage of Lear Capital's Silver Investment Special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-601-8761. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-601-8761. That's 800-601-8761.
This is Kathy Barnett with Truth Exchange, airing tomorrow night at 7:30. My goal is to engage you to think critically about the world around you from a biblical perspective, tackling topics from Islam to Israel, from the State of the Union to the State of the Church. I will give you great information to engage our culture with truth. That's Truth Exchange with me, Kathy Barnett, airing tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Sponsored in part by Judson University and Superb Office Services. Visit truthexchange.net.
AM 1160 WYLL wants to help take your business to that next level of success. Right now at AM 1160, we have sponsorship opportunities during drive time weekdays on 180 with Carl Clausen, as well as opportunities with Darren Marlar and Debbie Schreiner, our morning and evening ministries hosts. Just imagine the credibility these sponsorships will bring to your business. For details, please contact our station manager, James Herring, at 847-871-1528. That's 847-871-1528.
We would love to connect with you on Facebook, and we've made it easy. Link to our Facebook fan page by clicking on the Facebook logo at WYLL.com.
Welcome to Building a Better Brain, sponsored by EEGChicago.com, with your host, Dr. Jim Kowal, on Chicago's Christian Talk Radio, AM 1160. The professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback throughout the Chicagoland area. To learn more about this weekly program, Building a Better Brain, or to find a provider in your area, visit EEGChicago.com. That's EEGChicago.com. And now your host, Dr. Jim Kowal.
Through the airwaves over the beautiful Windy City. Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Building a Better Brain. This is the third of an eight-week series that will provide you information on how you can improve your brain and overcome a number of difficulties and blocks that keep you from performing your very best. Today, I'm excited to have Dr. Elsa Baer of NeuroQuest here from nearby Skokie and the clinical director of NeuroQuest, Corey Feinberg, with us here in the studio this morning. First of all, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Dr. Baer. Dr. Elsa Baer is a clinical psychologist and the founder and director of NeuroQuest in Skokie, Illinois. She received her doctorate from Northwestern University in 1971 and held appointments at the University of Illinois Chicago and Northwestern University School of Medicine. For 20 years, she has combined psychotherapy and EEG-based neurofeedback to treat depression, anxiety, ADHD, migraines, head injuries, sleep disorders, seizures, motor disorders, and addictions. She has developed asymmetry protocols in neurofeedback to treat depression. In 2004, she received the Presidential Award of Merit from the International Society of Neurofeedback and Research for her research in the treatment of chronic depression. I'm excited to have Dr. Baer here this morning. I look to her as a pioneer in this field of neurotherapy, and she is located right here in Skokie, Illinois. Good morning, Elsa. How
are
you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm fine. How are you?
I am fine. It's wonderful to have you here this morning. Before we begin, I want to also introduce Corey Feinberg. who is the clinical director at NeuroQuest. Mr. Corey Feinberg received his undergraduate degree at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and his master's degree from National Lewis University in Chicago. Corey specializes in EEG-based brain imagery and neurofeedback. His experience includes working with anxiety, depression, ADHD, strokes, Parkinson's, and traumatic brain injury. I'm pleased to have Corey here because he has done a lot of expanding the use of QEEGs into other fields of medicine, and perhaps we'll have some time to talk about that today. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here this morning.
Glad to be here.
It's really great to have both of you here to continue this series. I'd like to get into some of the most important issues that Elsa has a wonderful background in, and that's depression. But before I do that, I'm curious, Elsa, what got you into the field of QEEG and neurofeedback? You've been doing this for a long time. What sparked that first interest?
Well, I've always been interested in brain functioning, and I worked at the Northwestern University Department of Communication of Disorders. And there was a big emphasis on brain functioning and, of course, speech and language. But basically, I was a psychotherapist, and one day in the early 90s, 1992, I saw an announcement for a course at Menninger's, which had to do with changing alcoholic behavior by a process using neurofeedback. So my husband, Rufus, and I, Rufus also a psychologist, went down and took that course. And we've been in the field ever since. We changed our practice to include neurofeedback. And it's been, we rubbed shoulders with pioneers in the field, and it's been a very exciting course.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you've contributed an awful lot to the field. Corey, as clinical director, can you tell us what type of people do you see in your practice?
Oh, sure. Well, we see a wide range of different type of people. Obviously, we get quite a bit of people with depression, being Dr. Baer's specialty, but a lot of people with various types of anxiety disorders. We're seeing people with head injuries, post-concussive. We're also seeing people with motor disorders or people rehabilitating from a stroke, for example. So the spectrum is really a wide array of different disorders, which is what's so wonderful about neurofeedback, is that you can treat all these different types of symptoms and disorders with one tool.
Okay, and you also treat a variety of ages with these disorders as well?
Yeah, the age limit pretty much is up to our discretion as to what we want to work with. Neurofeedback can be effective with children just as it can be all through adulthood. We tend to go adolescence through adulthood. There are certain technical issues that you involve when you start working with younger children as far as them complying with the treatment and being able to actually sit still and things like that. So we tend to take them from adolescent on up.
Terrific. That's a wonderful contribution. Elsa, you have done some outstanding work in the treatment of depression. Can you tell us what you have learned?
Yes. It's been a very interesting course here. I met Peter Rosenfeld, who was a neuropsych professor at Northwestern University, and just at the time when we were beginning our work with neurofeedback. And he was beginning to do experiments with Northwestern students to see if brainwave asymmetry could be deliberately changed. In the early 90s, Richard Davidson, a psychologist at the University of Wisconsin, discovered that there was a brainwave signature for depression. So Peter reasoned that if there's a signature for depression and neurofeedback can change brain functioning, why not try it? And he was very successful in showing that within a very few sessions, he could change brainwave asymmetry and create either a depressed feeling in students or a happy feeling in students. And that was about the time that we met. And I had the clinic, and I had real depressed patients. And he had the protocol, which he patented. And so we began to work together doing experiments with my willing patients. And we found that this was a very effective way to treat depression. Actually, it's we call it the asymmetry protocol because we train the brain to have a healthy asymmetry. The depressed asymmetry is characterized by hypoactivity in the left frontal cortex. We can change that so the hypoactivity goes in the right frontal cortex, leaving the left frontal cortex to be active and do what it needs to do for cognitive functioning. So we discovered that this asymmetry protocol was an excellent non-invasive alternative treatment for depression. And many of our patients actually were able to reduce or totally eliminate their medications.
That's very interesting. I know I don't have to tell you, Elsa, that depression is a very serious problem. It's reported that 1 in 12 teens are depressed by the age of 15, and girls are twice as likely to be depressed as boys. But another disturbing statistic is that there is an increase in the number of veterans committing suicide, and that is now up to 22 a day. And that's only those that are still in the active military. They don't keep track of those who leave the military. And this is a significant problem. Do you see any of these people in your practice?
Well, we have not actually seen many veterans, but we would like to because I think this is an alternative method for them that can be accomplished in a relatively short period of time. And we'd be very happy to see veterans.
Mm-hmm. I know people are looking for a quick fix. Corey, how long does it take to get relief when people come into your clinic?
Well, that's a big question because it really depends on the situation. So it depends on what they're coming in for, how severe the symptoms are, and how well they take to the treatment. I would say that some people, like anything, learn faster than others. There's actually kind of a skill in learning to manipulate the programs or learning to use the feedback to change your brain. Some people have a more natural aptitude to do it quicker than others. I would say the faster you make the changes in your brain pattern, the faster you're going to feel the relief from the symptoms. It can be as quick as one session where, wow, I really felt something very different than when I came in. Or it can take a few sessions before things really start to change.
And after the treatment, how long does this typically last?
Well, the idea is that we're making permanent changes that last. The no feedback process utilizes operant conditioning. So you're basically rehearsing these patterns over and over again. Whenever in doubt, I always liken it to the physical fitness model. If you want big biceps, you have to do curls with weights. The more often you go to the gym and the more often you do those curls, the faster you're going to build muscle, the bigger you're going to build muscle. And it's going to last, just like learning any other skill, playing the piano, something like that. If you learn and you learn well enough, you'll have that with you for the rest of your life.
That's good. Do you have to keep that up with any additional training?
What we find is that if we can dig the pattern in deep enough by rehearsing it over and over again, that we'll test people several months out, a year later, and they still hold the patterns. I know Dr. Bayer with the depression protocol has tested people as much as 10 years or more out, and they still show the signs of alleviation of that signature pattern for depression. So it held over that long term.
Mm-hmm. That's good. We want to get into that. I'd like to learn more about that. We're coming up to the break. So I would like to talk about that and also some comparisons to medications. So we will be right back. We're talking with Dr. Elsa Bayer and Mr. Corey Feinberg from the NeuroQuest Clinic in Skokie, Illinois.
Did you know you can safely make changes in your brainwave patterns through neurofeedback, which can significantly improve conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, depression, anxiety, autism, and a host of other problems? The dedicated professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers who can help improve your life or the quality of life of your loved one. Visit the EEG Chicago website today at eegchicago.com. You'll learn new, exciting information on how neurofeedback trains the brain to function with greater control and stability. By learning to adjust the brainwave activity, you can improve your life through this safe and drug-free approach. Visit the website for locations near you and to contact an EEG Chicago professional. Tell them you are an AM 1160 listener. Ask for a first-time consultation. Visit eegchicago.com and learn how to build a better brain. Have you ever wondered about the magic of the brain's functioning? Did you know you can learn to adjust your brainwave activity with neurofeedback? Neurofeedback safely improves conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, autism spectrum disorders, anxiety, depression, as well as many other disorders. The team of specialists at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback. Visit their website for a provider in your area and learn how to build a better brain today. Go to eegchicago.com. The highly qualified EEG providers are dedicated to helping improve your life and the quality of lives of your loved ones through this drug-free and safe approach. Visit their website today at eegchicago.com. That's eegchicago.com. Building a better brain can be a reality in your life. Count on the professionals at EEG Chicago to create a treatment plan just for you. Visit eegchicago.com today.
Welcome back to Building a Better Brain. I am talking here with Dr. Elsa Baer and Mr. Corey Feinberg, who provide neurofeedback treatments at NeuroQuest, and how neurofeedback can help people with depression as well as other disorders. And as we were talking, we also know that there are studies that show that neurofeedback actually changed the brain, so that this type of treatment does last even after you finish your brain training. This, of course, is unlike medication. Can you tell us a little more about neurofeedback and how it compares to medication, Elsa?
Well, they actually do two different things. Medication is a temporary solution, and what it does is to change the level of serotonin at the synapse in the brain. And by retaining more serotonin, people tend to feel better. When that process is withdrawn, some people can go for some time without getting more medication, but more likely the need for medication keeps increasing, so small doses become large doses. When medication's withdrawn, symptoms most likely can return. With neurofeedback, what we attempt to do is to actually change something in the brain by changing the amplitudes of brainwave activity. And you can actually shift the function in the brain. And as Corey mentioned, by operant conditioning, these changes tend to last. So there was a study done by Joel Lubar and colleagues on ADD, and they showed that medication and their neurofeedback treatment for ADD both had positive results, but they showed also that withdrawing the medication, the children who were in the study tended to regress, whereas those on neurofeedback continued to improve and kept their improvement in follow-up studies.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to depression and medication, I was surprised by the study that was done by Dr. Irving Kirsch. He did this in England, and he got 500 people who were diagnosed with major depression. He randomized them into three groups. One group, he gave them an SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which increases, as you said, the amount of serotonin in the brain. One-third of those people got better. The second group, he gave them a placebo. There was no active ingredient. One-third of those people got better. The third group, he gave them a drug that's not available in the United States. It is a selective serotonin reuptake enhancer. It is made in France. It decreases the amount of serotonin in the brain. One-third of those people got better. His conclusion is all depression medications are placebo.
Well, that's interesting. We actually do see some effect when people are on medication, and the effect is that they're more amenable to neurofeedback. They tend to be more amenable, but that's a temporary effect. And generally, as treatment, as they feel better in during the treatment, we work with their doctors to reduce their medication. Some people, of course, think that they can just go off it, medication just abruptly, and they find that that's not a good way to do it. Medication has to be reduced very gradually. And whether it has an effect on depression itself, it has an effect on the whole biological system. So a certain dependency on medication affects many systems in the body, and that's why it needs to be reduced very gradually.
There are many reports also that warn about depression medications and the fact that it may cause suicide ideation in young people.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is a serious concern since, in fact, 3.4% of people with major depression actually commit suicide. Yeah. And 60% of the people who commit suicide had major depression or another mood disorder. So is this type of neurofeedback safe to be used with people who are depressed?
I've never heard of any negative side effects. The treatment itself is very pleasant. People sit in a reclining chair, close their eyes, and hear a feedback signal. And that is a very pleasant experience for most people. No one has ever complained of headaches after our sessions or having any adverse effects. And in the search of the literature, I have not seen anyone reporting adverse effects to neurofeedback treatment for depression.
What have you found, Corey, when you administer this in the clinic? How does that span across lots of different disorders?
Sorry, can I rephrase the question?
In terms of any side effects that you have seen in using neurofeedback across a variety of disorders?
Very, very little to none, I would say. You know, there's always a potential for, slight over-under training, so you can get a situation with slight hyper-arousal of the brain or slight under-arousal, and maybe they'll come in and say, I didn't sleep so well last night, and then you tweak the protocol, and then they're just fine. The thing about neurofeedback is the effects occur gradually over time. That's, you know, why we do, you know, multiple sessions of this. So if anything were to start to go in the wrong direction whatsoever, we would notice it immediately and have plenty of time to fix it. It's kind of moving at a slow, steady pace. So it's really not an issue as far as side effects are concerned.
Have you used neurofeedback with any other types of disorders?
Any other type of disorders?
That are associated with the depression, you know, like your post-traumatic stress and
Oh, yeah, yes. We use it with post-traumatic stress. We've had a lot of success with that lately. We sort of developed our own training strategies for that. We do some eyes closed trainings in the posterior part of the brain back by the visual centers. And what we see with these people is they have a little bit of abundance of overactivity back there in various frequencies. And so what we do is we just encourage them to train those down to relax the brain. So we're talking about cortical relaxation, which is different than maybe how you feel when you say emotional relaxation. We're taking the stress off of the brain, and a brain that's not stressed and that can run very efficiently is going to feel much better and be much more well-balanced and much more adept at doing whatever you need to do throughout your day.
Tell me, when someone comes to your clinic, what's the first thing that you do when they want to begin neurofeedback training?
Well, aside from, you know, an initial intake interview with Dr. Bayer to find out, you know, the nature of the problem, get a brief history and whatnot, the first thing we would do is use our diagnostic tool, the QEEG, or the quantitative EEG. And basically that is a brain recording, so we're recording the brain waves, very similar to a regular EEG you would get at a sleep lab or in a hospital. But then the analysis is what makes it the QEEG, the quantitative part. And basically what we do is we take your recording and we compare it to a normative database for your age and gender. And so we can look at the differences between your brain and that of a brain that is within the clinical norm. We know there's no real normal, but within the clinical norm for your age and gender. So that gives us all sorts of information about where there might be issues in the brain, to what extent, in what frequencies. It gives us all sorts of detailed information about the way different parts of the brain are communicating with each other, if there are disconnects or hyperconnections between certain areas. And we get these wonderful, very detailed reports that give us just tons of information.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been fascinating. It seems like that really opens the window for you to do some very specific type of training. And the more specific you get, the less side effects and alternative conditions that may come up. So I'm really pleased to hear all this. I want to thank you all for this wonderful information. I really appreciate both of you being here this morning.
It's been our pleasure.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, next week we will have a very special guest here that has been a catalyst in the field for a very long time, so you'll want to listen in next Saturday morning. To get more information, to see firsthand what neurofeedback is about, and have all of your questions answered regarding whether neurofeedback is right for you, you can come to a free information seminar held around the Chicago area. I'm doing one next Friday evening, and I do it every Friday evening at 7 p.m. in Naperville at the Ruoff Center, right off of Route I-88. The more information, just email me at drjim@ultimatebrain.com or go to eegchicago.com for other times and locations. And you may also hear our previous broadcasts at theultimatebrain.com. So for now, I would like to thank the members of EEG Chicago and the entire crew here at WYLL Chicago Christian Talk Radio. Remember, the brain is a pattern engine. It loves to execute patterns. Those patterns result in the thoughts and the behaviors and the feelings that you experience. Practice those patterns that express one love to one another, and you will come to experience feelings of joy and peace. Thank you for listening to Building a Better Brain.
You've been listening to Building a Better Brain with show host Dr. Jim Kowal from eegchicago.com on Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160. To learn more about today's topic, their Chicagoland locations, seminars in your area, or general information, visit eegchicago.com. You can also email Dr. Jim with your questions and comments anytime at drjim@ultimatebrain.com. Join Dr. Jim Kowal again next Saturday morning at 7:30 to explore ways to restore and expand your brain's functioning safely and drug-free.